Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
You can't count on much these days.
No way, Jim! This is incredible!
But you can always count on Sundays with the NFL on CBS and Paramount+.
Here we go! This time for real!
Watch your local NFL game live every Sunday, starting with a classic Week 1 NFC North rivalry between the Lions and the Packers. Visit ParamountPlus.com/NFL to get started today and count on Sundays with the NFL on CBS and Paramount+.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Talking with you about our Falcons and what's bugging you the most. There's a lot of stuff. Bad loss on Sunday, 30-0. Nothing to the Carolina Panthers. You get in the red zone how many times? Oh, look, we didn't. We didn't even get in the red zone. This game is a microcosm.
Against the Panthers.
Yes, exactly, exactly. This game is a microcosm of all the things that have not gone right here early in the season. The good news is it is early, but this is not promising with this offense in the way that it is functioning right now. John Fricke is in for Mike. I want to remind you it's a huge weekend in Athens with Georgia getting ready to host Alabama on Saturday. Sports Radio 92.9 The Game is going to be in the middle of all the action. Join us Friday, 2 to 6. We will be live from Grindhouse Killer Burgers on Lumpkin Street, Mike and I, and we'll be locking in for Saturday's big game, along with getting the weekend started a little bit earlier. So come join us, man. 2 to 6, if you're in the area, you're going to Athens, that'll be Friday, 2 to 6. We'll be doing the show. The special guests will stop by as well. It's going to be a lot of fun as we get ready for Georgia-Bama this weekend. John, as we have been taking some phone calls and talking about how we feel about what's going on with this football team, my main concern is that a lot of the coaching things that we've been discussing, on all levels, by the way, special teams included, are just not where they need to be. And you don't make the same mistakes. Here's the other part about this, guys. Well-coached teams don't make the same mistakes over and over and over. They just don't. And when you're doing similar things week to week, and the clock management thing is something that just reared its ugly head, that is a concern because that doesn't happen to teams that are paying attention to what's happening the week before. But more importantly, hey, this cannot happen. We can't call a timeout, come out and get a delay of game and then not get the first down. So those little things are also a part of this equation on top of the fact that right now this is one of the worst offenses in the NFL, period. That's just where we are. Now, where they're going to go, John, I don't know, but you say you have some answers as you were talking about this last hour.
Well, my philosophy on this is that you have to get somebody in the room who can settle the room down, because the worst thing that's happened to the Falcons right now is panic. The quarterback is panicking. The offensive coordinator is panicking. Marquise Williams, who's been a special teams coordinator for this team for a long time, is panicking. My God, if we have to go to our fourth kicker in five games because you can't get that part right? I mean, just look at right now, look at my Twitter where I've got, you know, Swamper Roy and Ray View and Zeke Love and Allison Smith and Ed Karshna and a whole bunch of people weighing in here talking about things like, you know, and Ed's not wrong. He says, you know, John, before the season, you were talking about Zach Robinson being a kind of a hot guy. You know, I mean, everybody thinking about, you know, and I was, I admit it. Because I thought last year, especially when he would coach the final three games with Mike Penix, he's going to have a whole offseason with him. He's going to have a chance to, you know, build an offense. And this has nothing to do, by the way, with any preseason games or anything like that, okay? This has to do with the fact that this offense, three touchdowns in three games, three, and as the one caller pointed out rightly, one was they at least let us score, is just not acceptable on any level, to the point where I think changes need to be made effective immediately. If it means making T.J. Yates the interim offense coordinator, again, I don't know why you wouldn't at least call Matt Ryan's been mentoring Michael Penix. Matt, do you want to help the team? I mean, something, because you got to do something. To just stand here and hope that it gets better. Oh, you guys better fix this. But what would lead me or you, Carl? I mean, because you, boy, your Twitter's been on fire, dude, because you've been spot on. I mean, I like this one, like that one, like that one. Because you're saying everything that I'm thinking, you're just doing it in a better way. What would lead me to think for 1 second that this is going to get better against Dan Quinn next week? Because you tell me. Because I got none.
I don't. And here's what's crazy, John. You say that you gave him the benefit of the doubt because that's what we usually do when we talk about offensive coordinators. Mm-hmm. When Kyle Shanahan was here, and we're going to take your phone call, Ricky. Hold on for us as we're just talking about all these things and all this stuff that's going on with this football team and how disconnected, okay, this offense is right now. It just is. And nobody in this city, nobody around the country can tell us otherwise. We've watched 3 weeks of like, what is that? What are they trying to do there? What's going on? And then yesterday, that lackluster offensive performance just was the cherry on top to go, this ain't working. But when Kyle Shanahan was here, and I said this when he got here, Kyle Shanahan already had 10 years of play calling experience. He was an OC, guys, or an assistant OC at 28 years old. And the reason why I go back to that is because Zach is learning on the job. To give him the benefit of the doubt because you feel like he came from Sean McVay, I understand that. And you say, well, most of the guys that leave McVay's tree usually have success. But here's where we are. We do have an offensive coordinator who I think is bright and I think is smart and I think he's got great ideas, but he's learning on the job. And so when Shanahan got here and said, hey, here's how we're going to do things, and Matt Ryan even has attested to this, he's like, oh, we're going to do it that way, huh? And the first year it looked like, well, I don't know if Matt can do this. And in the second year, he's the MVP. And all of a sudden, we're going to the Super Bowl. It has to do with understanding what you want to do and how things work. And I say that, John, to say, you gave him the benefit of the doubt, and a lot of people have. I was a wait-and-see guy on this, and I wanted to see. Like, I get it. You got a talented quarterback. You have, yeah. I think, the most Shame talented running back in the league. You've got a guy on the outside that I really believe in Drake London. The Pitts thing, you know where I've been on that for the last 4 years. It's hit or miss. Okay, he's open now. We're not going to him. I don't get it. But I wanted to see the philosophy of what the new guy was going to attempt to do.
Yeah, you tell me what it is.
Don't know. I have no idea what the hell we're trying to do.
I had 13 rushes for beat, one carry for Tyler Algier. One. For a guy that could start for 22 NFL teams. One.
It's not enough. Or as one famous rapper says, it's not enough. 404-726-0929. Let's grab a phone call here. He's been holding on since last hour. Ricky in the ATL. Ricky, hey, man, what's bugging you about this team?
How you doing? Can you guys hear me?
Absolutely.
Hey, man, what up?
Okay, so I just need a quick second to cook. I'm gonna try to get everything out that I can.
Take your time. Take your time. I know you're frustrated. Go ahead.
Okay, so this is where we are, and you guys, what I do like about you guys shoot pretty straight. I mean, I know you're on the radio, and I guess some people would think that you have to have somewhat of a biased, you know, opinion about the Falcons. But this is my assessment right now where we are. The first thing. And I hate having these conversations after a loss because you can kind of come across as kind of just being a prisoner of the moment and just panicking and saying stuff and just giving these takes.
That's not the moment. We've seen enough. But go ahead. What you got?
Okay. So I think the Falcons, where we are now, is that by the end of the season, Coach Ra will probably still be there. But I would not be mad. And I would also even further say that I think that we should move on from him. This is just my opinion. Move on from him. Move on from our offensive coordinator. One of them will probably be released by the end of the season, I think. It probably will be Zach Robinson instead of Coach Ra. But I don't think it'll be both. But I think by the end of the season, we're probably not going to the playoffs. I think that it also
– Why not? I mean, but all right, stop. But why not? I mean, seriously, why not? I mean, it's 1-2. It's really a bad – but why not? This team has enough talent. This team is underperforming because it's being, it's being poorly prepared and poorly coached. So at the very least, I would hope that Arthur Blank would hold a, you know, the Monday meeting that they had at 9 a.m. this morning, every Monday they do on game week, that come to Jesus moment, he looked at him and said, you got to beat Washington this week or you're fired. I mean, dead serious.
I can tell you why. My assessment is this, and people may think I'm jumping the gun. I'm of the mindset that when the 2026 NFL draft comes, I think that we should be looking at the quarterback position again.
What?
We don't have a first-round pick. We traded it.
Well, I think
you want a second-round quarterback? Is that what's going to help this team?
Come wait on. A minute. Now, hold on. No. Wait a minute. Wait. Hold on. We just took a guy in the top 10. The talent is there. What is it that you want to see from Michael Penix? What you want to see is the development and growth, which we're not seeing because of what John is telling you. That's the bigger issue here. We don't have a guy that doesn't possess the talent to do this, but you have to. This is that you're cultivating this. You're nurturing this, all right? It's a baby. You gotta raise this thing up. Nobody comes into the league. But nobody comes into the league and goes to the Super Bowl, right? Their rookie season. It just doesn't happen. This was Michael Penix's sixth game. I am not ready to move on from Michael Penix. He's talented enough, but with that, coaching matters. So I disagree there. We shouldn't be looking at any quarterback next year. Improve the damn roster, add some depth, and go get some other playmakers to help Michael Penix on this offense if you're going to go that far. But let's not even think about that. If you're going to tell me that Ra is not, may not be here or that our offensive coordinator may not be here, I'm with John on this, by the way. Why can't we make the playoffs? This is what's so frustrating.
Exactly. Let me ask you a quick question, Carl, as we go to break. At the beginning of the year, had the Falcons – title playoff window opened? Because if the answer to that is yes, now you know why you're making moves. Because my answer is that window's open.
It's open.
And you're slamming it on your own damn fingers.
It is open. 4th and 1 brought to you by Priority Men's Medical Centers. Check them out at PriorityMen'sMedical.com. There are some things we shouldn't even be thinking about. That's one of them. Get this right. Can we get this right in what we have right now? You're worried about next spring and where we're going? Come on. I mean, we didn't score any points yesterday. It's Dukes and Bell. Sports Radio now.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
You can't count on much these days.
No way, Jim. This is incredible.
But you can always count on Sundays with the NFL on CBS and Paramount Plus.
Here we go. This time for real.
Watch your local NFL game live every Sunday, starting with a classic Week 1 NFC North rivalry between the Lions and the Packers. Visit ParamountPlus.com/NFL to get started today and count on Sundays with the NFL on CBS and Paramount Plus.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
With Ring cameras, you can protect your home from anywhere. You're at baggage claim, and you get emotion alert. Check live view and see a guy looking in your car window. Luckily, you've got floodlight cam. So you press the siren button and let 105 decibels do the rest. Problem solved. Home protected. Bag on its way. With Ring, you can protect your home from anywhere. Learn more at ring.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
92.9 The Game. John Freaky's in for Mike as we talk about all the things that are going on with this football team. And it's so funny, John, because I had a guy, and we're going to get back to your phone calls because we appreciate you calling and talking to us and telling us how you feel. I had a guy say, you know, that this is just about yesterday. You guys are going pretty hard for just yesterday. No, when we talk about this offense, this is going back to the start of the season. And, John, if you would, give those numbers again that you started the show with, because I think it's important for people to understand that yesterday was like the culmination of all the things that we've been watching when we didn't score and didn't move the ball and didn't get in the red zone the way we needed to. So this is important. It's not 1 week. I never get overly excited about 1 week. The NFL is a week-to-week deal, man. Next week we could come out and blow doors. And John said, is it going to be a false positive? Are you going to say, wow, offense is fixed? Consistency is the key. What are those numbers, John?
Three touchdowns. Three, and as one caller rightly pointed out, one of those was a gimme. Three touchdowns. Not that's the entire year, by the way. That's not a game or a quarter. That's the entire three games. None to a wide receiver or a tight end. And by the way, you can go look at the video. There's multiple times where, at least two or three, where Kyle Pitts is running totally free down the middle of the field because the safeties have crept up here to try to deny Bijan Robinson because they know that Michael Penix is afraid to throw over the field, and Penix is under panic attack, and he's releasing quickly into, you know, tight coverage, press coverage on the outsides, trying to force balls in, which is leading to pick sixes, and of course overthrows because he's going, well, I got to go up the ladder because I can't squeeze it in there, and so everything's being overthrown. It's a failure of an offensive scheme and an offensive coordinator to put his young quarterback in a position to win now that they have a book on him. And that goes back to yesterday. Again, this is the stat that Torrey McElhinney had that if you didn't hear it in the first hour, you got to hear it again because it's mind-blowing. This is the first time in 50 yesterday in Carolina, first time in 55 years of the NFL that a team outgains its opponent by over 100 yards, and the Falcons were over 100 yards, 108 more than the Carolina Panthers, lost by at least 30 points in a shutout since the Dolphins lost to the Colts in 1970. The Baltimore Colts. I don't even know. I don't know, Carl. Don Shula coaching the Dolphins or the Colts at the time. I don't even know.
It's a long time. 55 years. And that puts in perspective just how bad yesterday was. So here's one more stat, since stats are for losers. Bryce Young has 7 career wins. 3 of those against us. 3 of those against us. So, listen, if I'm Bryce Young, I'm trying to play the Falcons every damn week, okay? If I'm Bryce Young, obviously he's unlocked the magic of whatever it takes to beat us. These numbers only indicate one thing. Our offense isn't working.
Yeah, but Bryce Young didn't beat it. The Carolina had 224 yards in offense.
Oh, I know.
That should have been 30-0 Falcons.
Freaky, he only threw 420 yards. It's embarrassing.
Yeah, and they only ran for 100. I mean,
it's embarrassing.
Yeah, no, it's not like Chuba Hubbard killed us.
No.
I mean, no. I mean, we killed ourselves.
And here's the other
By the
thing.
Way, special teams has killed us too.
Well, let's
go back to, no,
Two
if
weeks.
You have a kicker that, no, the New Orleans game last year, right? That the three misses by Koo. How about the game against Washington when, I don't even know that, just what Ramsey, whatever the hell his name was, when he couldn't make the game winner at the end of the week. Then you had in Tampa against Koo to tie it, and then last week. You know, I mean, yesterday when you have, you know, 2 early field goals that could have changed the complexion of the game and maybe settled your quarterback down.
Yes, makes you feel better.
Marquise Williams, his job ought to be on the line.
Well, yeah, I keep hearing, you know, Marquise is a great communicator, and he is.
I love him, but you know what?
Loving results, dude. Results.
Yeah, you know?
Can we find a kicker?
He can come watch the game with me.
Yeah,
I mean,
can
he's
we find
to
a
have
kicker?
Beers.
Parker Romo, the 2 misses yesterday. Big picture look, okay? Makes you feel better if he hits the 49-yarder to start the game. We're up 3-0. We're on the board. That's what John's talking about. Then he comes out, misses the 55-yarder. Okay, that's a hit or miss. But 55 yarders these days, guys, like a 35-yarder. It's not that big of a deal. And he had enough leg. It just wasn't there. And so those things set the tone for games, and you just can't dismiss, well, you know, 5 for 5 the week before, and then he went 0 for 2. No. Can't do that. All right, let's talk to Bob and Swanee. Bob, thanks for listening to Sports Radio 92.9 The Game on a Falcon Monday. What's bugging you about this team? Where you at? Hey, man.
Hey, guys. So you asked what's bugging me.
Yes.
And ordinarily, I don't watch what happens to players and coaches after the game, but that the reaction, I just felt, what am I watching when I saw Ra glad-handing one of the Carolina players after that humiliating loss? I just thought that's more than bad optics. That's out of touch. And during the game, you watch Ra, and he's not talking to anybody on the headset. I'm like, what is he doing to change the course of this game? And then to see him so happy after that game, I'm like, what's happening? Didn't we just get humiliated? That bugged me.
And it's fair. It's a fair comment. We haven't discussed it today, not yet, but now we are. Many of you saw the footage, and look, first of all, I want to put this in perspective for fans who may or may not get this. A lot of these guys know each other. A lot of these guys either have played with each other, they've known each other, they're in the camps with each other. The coaching community is a small community. So it's not uncommon, first and foremost, when you know half or all the staff that you're playing against, and there's a mutual respect. Fine. But there also is reading the room and understanding that you set the tone with the way that you handle these situations. And, you know, Ra is a friendly guy. He's gregarious in the way he goes about his business. That's just who he is. I understand that. But in this particular moment, I'm not going to disagree with you. In this particular moment, I didn't need to see him smiling and dapping guys up when we just got our ass kicked. I agree with you on this. I felt like there should have been some urgency to get to the locker room and been like, I don't know what the hell we did, but we will not do that again. And maybe those words were muttered. Maybe that's exactly what he said. But the appearance of, man, we just got destroyed out here. My team played like crap. Hey, fellas, good game. Yeah, good to see you, baby. What's going on? Screw that. Shake hands with Dave Canales and get your ass off the field. That's where I'm at. So I agree with you wholeheartedly in that moment. But I also understand, and I'm trying to give him a little grace here to say, hey, I know you might know all these guys, because he told us last week, I know all the staff, got monster respect. But I just lost to you. If I lose to Orin, if I lose to Day-Day, I don't care what it is. I'm like, yo, I'll see y'all tomorrow. That's just how I am. So I'm with you on that. I just want to state that because I know that's been a topic of conversation for a lot of people on social media. It's like, yo, we just got beat badly. And our coach is like, hey, see y'all next time. I'll tell you this. I watched the end of that Denver game. Denver played the Chargers yesterday, John. Let me tell you something. And I've never liked him. I didn't like him when he was in New Orleans, but I respect the hell out of Sean. And let me tell you something. Sean Payton yesterday, he barely shook Harbaugh's hand as they got off the field. He was like, and they lost on a last-second field goal. But that's the nature of this. The competitiveness of this, and I'm not telling you Ra's not, but I hear what you're saying, and I felt the same way. He didn't handle it that way. He handled it how he wanted to handle it. I didn't like it either. Cordell, on the east side, you're on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. Hey, man.
Uncle Carl, what's good?
What's going on?
First off, Zach Robinson, I'm watching you. That's number one. Secondly, what's really bugging me about the Falcons is, like, they're making the easy stuff look hard. Like Billy Bowman looked like a fourth-round rookie safety. Running into Ray on the punt, playing the wheel route wrong on the fourth down, giving up a huge play. Stuff like that. So, and it's like, there's no reason why Tyler Allgeier should have one carry in the same game. I'm sorry. Like, based off what they did last year, the dude went for 100 yards last year. Why is that not the game plan this time? I feel like Zach Robinson, he got away from what got him to the dance, and that's run the ball, play action, and quit game. Got too cute yesterday. You come out, throwing the ball like 10 times in your first 15 plays. That's not Falcons football. That's not what we do. Run the ball, play action. That's all I got to say.
Great stuff. John, you agree?
Yeah, I think it's all coaching. This is all coaching to me. I think the players are actually pretty good. I like the fact I still like Michael Penix. I think you can put him in positions to win. They haven't done it. They're running deeper outs, putting him in the pistol, putting him under pressure within a second and a half. He's having to unload. He's not going to second. He's locking in on one guy. This is very rookie stuff because he's panicking back there, and they're not rolling him out. They're not getting a couple of times they threw it out in the flat. I think Bijan had 4 or 5 catches, but they've got to try to move the ball and move it in a way that they can force that defense not to have to load the box here so that he can look over the middle, and he's got to be afraid not to go over the middle because he's got guys wide open over the middle. So you got to figure out, you've got to match your offense to the quarterback, and right now Zach Robinson is trying to match the quarterback to the offense, and it's not working.
Great point. 404-726-0929. He said making the easy stuff hard. I love that comment.
Yep.
That's exactly right.
Coaching.
Let's not make the easy stuff hard. The easy stuff is the easy stuff. There's enough hard stuff to go around. Before I get to Zachary, I do want to state this. Before camp started, I said, Koo, I'm watching you.
Koo, I'm watching you.
We know what happened there. To our last caller's point, that is now Zach, I'm watching you. Because this offense has to get better. And if it doesn't, there's going to be change. This offense has to be better. So I'm not running anybody out of town quite yet, but I said it before camp. Cool? Watching you. And then it transpired. Zach, we got to do a better job. And I think the entire city and everybody that's a Falcon fan across the country is saying the same thing. Speaking across the country, Zachary's in Virginia. He wants to talk to us. He says he's listening on the app. Zachary, we're going to take a quick break. We're coming back. You are up next. 404-726-0929. This is one of the worst losses we've ever had. In the regular season, it doesn't look any worse than it looked yesterday. It's Dukes and Bell.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You can't count on much these days.
No way, Jim. This is incredible.
But you can always count on Sundays with the NFL on CBS and Paramount Plus.
Here we go. This time for real.
Watch your local NFL game live every Sunday, starting with a classic Week 1 NFC North rivalry between the Lions and the Packers. Visit ParamountPlus.com/NFL to get started today and count on Sundays with the NFL on CBS and Paramount Plus.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
With Ring cameras, you can protect your home from anywhere. You're at baggage claim and you get emotion alert. Check live view and see a guy looking in your car window. Luckily, you've got floodlight cam. So you press the siren button and let 105 decibels do the rest. Problem solved. Home protected. Bag on its way. With Ring, you can protect your home from anywhere. Learn more at ring.com.
FanDuel's getting you ready for the NFL season with an offer you won't want to miss. New customers can bet just $5 and get $300 in bonus bets if you win. That's right, pick a bet $5, and if it wins, you'll unlock $300 in bonus bets to use all across the app. You can build parlays, bet player props, ride the live lines, whatever your style, FanDuel has you covered. The NFL season's almost here. The only question is, are you ready to play? Visit FanDuel.com/sportsfan to download the FanDuel app today and get started. Must be 21 plus and present in Ohio. First online real money wager only. $5 first deposit required. A bonus issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire 7 days after receipt. Restrictions apply. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
How do you explain to me? How can this offense be this bad?
Zach, I'm watching you.
How?
Coaching, 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 coaching.
John Fricke in for Mike. It's Dukes and Bell. It's a Falcon Monday. It's the most puzzling thing when you go, look at all this, look at all this. And John just sent me a video. And yesterday, I'll be honest, I think it was 8 minutes to go in the fourth quarter. I was like, I'll see y'all tomorrow at 2. Turn the TV off. Turn the TV off. I don't want to see any of that. Like, I'm done. I literally started blowing my patio. And my wife was going, what are you doing? She started laughing at me. I'm trying to get my mind off of this. Okay? I had checked out 8 minutes. I didn't even watch the last 8 minutes because it wasn't worth watching. So how can this offense be this bad? Want to remind you that live college football coverage here in Atlanta is all right here on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. Saturday, 8 o'clock. That's 8 a.m., guys, including the guy that's on with me today, John Fricke. They get the day started. College football game time brought to you by Window Nation. We're talking Bama, Tennessee. It's all the things. And by the way, Alumni Hall is also where you should shop for all of your gear. It's where fans shop. But John, Chris Goforth, Abe Gordon, and Garrett Chapman set the stage for all the big matchups. More college football conversation tomorrow. Look, Dogs didn't play this weekend. Good win for Georgia Tech. Brent Key has got his guys focused this weekend. That was really good. But we will dive deeper into some college stuff tomorrow. Today, it is what is going on with this football team in our city, in the Atlanta Falcons. All right. Want to grab Zachary. And Zachary in Virginia, thank you for listening on the app. We're going to do it in 1 second. But Day-Day, I know you want to give a big shout-out as we'll get back to Falcons, but you want to give this shout-out to a young man. And you do this all the time on the show because you're in the high school sports world. But go ahead. By himself?
Oh. Wow. What's a touchdown? What's that?
Yeah, exactly.
Help me out here.
I'm not familiar with it. All right, Zachary in Virginia.
Zach, I'm watching you.
It's got to get better. Zachary, thank you for listening, man. Hey, man, what's on your mind?
Hey, man. Oh, gosh. I get physically distanced from our Dirty Birds because of work and whatever, but never emotionally distanced, unfortunately. There was so much said in the last segment that I just wanted to grab and go deeper with, because I agreed with so much. It was all I wanted to say. Fricke, you are absolutely right. It's laughable how, they can't get a unicorn like Kyle Pitts involved in the offense. You look at the tape, they should have looked at Minnesota last week when he was wide open at the goal line twice.
Yep. Twice, you're right.
Yeah. Twice. And gone to Penix in game planning, in preparation for yesterday, and said, look for this look. Look for this. You know, in this down distance, et cetera. But you never have the feeling that they've got any sort of game plan that says, this is what we're going to do in this down distance, with this look, with the defense, with this. And it's like he's just being asked to play hero ball every freaking down. So that's an obvious indictment on Zach Robinson and his ability to just game plan, prepare, get his quarterback in a position to win and to play well. But even with Coach Raheem, okay, I was unfortunately in person last year at the Washington game.
Okay.
I watched him freeze when we had all our timeouts, looking to go up 2 scores at the half and freeze. And then afterwards, admit that he did that because he didn't want to give Dan Quinn the chance to draw something up. That's coaching scared. That's not knowing you're the better player, not knowing you're the better coach, not knowing you're the better team, and coming to play with it with an edge that says we are the better team. And I've said that, I've seen that time and time again with this iteration of the Falcons. under his leadership. That's what I got right now.
Great stuff. Zachary, thanks for listening in Virginia. And your frustration is real. it's so real. The Kyle Pitts thing, it's so funny because it's gone from, for me, John, and I don't know where you're at on this, I don't know if he's doing the things he needs to do to be open and to get the ball the way he should, to all of a sudden now watching him run routes with a passion and attempting to be where he needs to be, and he's open and we're not going to him. And like, it's shifted from, oh, I don't know if he's doing the things he needs to do, to, man, he's wide open and why are we not getting him the ball?
I don't think that's a Penix issue.
No, it's not. You've got to focus that the offense has to be focused. There has to be focal points in your offense. And obviously, he's just not one.
Well, it's just a case where, again, there's an old story, okay, about coaching. New basketball coach walks in. He's got a brand new team. And he walks in and he meets his team. And he has 8 guys that are 7'3" or taller. And he says, wow, look, I've got 8 guys that are 7'3" or taller. Guys, let me know, you can all shoot threes, right? Because we're going to run and gun and we're going to shoot threes. And the 8 guys say, no, none of us can shoot beyond 5 feet. Well, okay, that doesn't matter. We're still going to run and gun and shoot threes because that's what I do. Yes, but coach, that's not what we do well. I don't care what you do well. You're going to do it my way. That's what's happening here. Zach Robinson is so intent upon putting his imprint on this offense in his way that, and I got another point about that too, but he's not allowing Michael Penix to have the time. Michael's in full panic mode. He's locked on his first receiver at 7 seconds, you know, 7/10 of a second and out, and throwing it high and sailing things because they're not open. He doesn't have time to go through any progressions because they're putting him in the pistol and they're putting him in. You've got to design your offense for your quarterback. Kirk Cousins, you play that defense against Kirk Cousins yesterday that Carolina tried to play. Kirk Cousins is going to audible and check at the line, which Penix is not comfortable doing yet. And he's going to see that safety come up in the box, and he's going straight down the middle of the field. And, that game is a different game, okay? And that is not because Kirk is – it's just because Kirk's going to be – you know, I've seen this before. You're putting in your young quarterback into a no-win situation where the last caller is right. He's going to have to make hero throws. He's trying to make hero throws, Carl, on first down.
Right. Yeah. 404-726-0929. And that's just asking too much. I mean, you're putting too much on him when you want him to do all those things and the pressure that you're talking about, John. And that's playing into the mistakes that are being made. Look, that pick six yesterday, that was as ugly as it gets when you talk about just not seeing what's there. And part of that is, and I just want you to imagine, right, if you're going through your progressions, all right, and look, 98% or 99% of us will have never and will never play in the NFL. But if you just imagine yourself with all the things that a quarterback is having to deal with in Michael Penix, and all of a sudden you go 1,001, 1,002, 1,003, I'm just going to throw it to the flat. That's the panic John's talking about. That's what leads to those kinds of mistakes instead of 1,001, 1,002. You see the difference? And when quarterbacks talk about the game slowing down, that is what we're talking about. That necessarily didn't happen for Michael yesterday because he wasn't comfortable. And this gets back to, how do you make him comfortable? So many of you have called today and said, look, Dukes, we didn't run the ball. Dude, how do you come out and start throwing the ball like that and not establish the run after you just broke off one of the better defenses in the league the week before for 143 from just Bijan? I mean, you ran for 200 yards. It's just amazing to me that you don't stick with your strengths. Keep it simple. Let's do the things that we do well, and then we'll grow it from there. But instead, we come out and we're trying to throw the ball around like we're Dan Marino. And it's like, what are we doing? So I just felt like the comfortableness that he needed to get going just was not there. And then as you get down, and you said it, John, and now all this stuff is building, and now you know what? Mike in his head is like, man, I got to make plays. I got to make plays. I got to make plays. You know what you make? You make mistakes.
Yep, no, this is absolutely true. I think Michael Penix has a brilliant future. I really do.
So do I.
He's got the you go back and look at him in college and you know, he at Indiana, yes, but certainly at Washington, he's a great deep ball thrower if you give him the time to throw. Now, he's not getting the time to throw, partly because the NFL doesn't give you a whole lot of time to do that, and you can talk about the offensive line and whatnot, but also because I don't think he's in the right sets. I don't think he's in the right frame of mind. I think he comes to the line thinking, his first thought, on any play right now that's going through his mind is, as stunts are being made, is how do I get this out of my hand without getting killed? Not how do I make a play? He's panicking because the coaches are not putting him in a position to not panic. And so, again, I think this is all on the coaches. There's no other. No, are you going to sit here and try and convince me that the Carolina Panthers have better talent than the Atlanta Falcons?
No way. No way. No. As a matter of fact, I think they're a step behind us. You wouldn't know it if you watched the game yesterday, because again, we scored zero. You wouldn't know it, but I think personnel-wise, they're not as good across the board as we are. But that doesn't matter on Sunday, right, John? I mean, like, you show up, you
right,
game plan.
Know, right, right.
But I'm with you. Like, if you told me, okay, look, you went here. I'm gonna say this. No. Look, yesterday. Okay,
it's all fair.
It's all fair. Yesterday, for those of you who don't know this, the Tampa Bay Buccaneers won. Now, they almost blew the game, okay? But they end up winning, and they get a last-second field goal, and they win the game. But that wasn't the story. You know what the story was? The Bucs were without three of their offensive linemen, three starters, and even their swing guy. So they had an unsigned or undrafted free agent. They had a sixth-round pick, a kid out of UTEP, that started at right guard. And the point is, John, when you talk about personnel and overcoming these things, that they're just better coached, man. They are just they're better coached, and they got better personnel. And all of a sudden, you go, this is a game that Tampa should have lost yesterday.
They also lost Mike Evans in the fourth quarter of that football game,
with a hammy, with a hamstring, right? He leaves. Oh, the hell with all these excuses is what I'm telling you guys. Like, everybody around the league has something that they're dealing with, and ultimately it comes back. Do you have the guys to do the job, and then are they coached up enough to do it? 404-726-0929. That's where we're at. That's where I've been all day. That's where I've been all night. And I said, oh, I'll sleep on it. Woke up this morning. It didn't work.
Me too. Me too.
It didn't work.
Exactly what I said. I was okay, I'll come on by. I was lying in bed last night. I said, I'll figure this out, you know, where I'm going to be at, and calm down by the morning. And no, it didn't work. And then I was like, going into the show today, I'll be calm. And now, and then I all of a sudden the mic cracked, and I went, yeah, that's not going to happen.
No, it's not.
No, it's not. Because, again, to me, you're in save the season mode going into week four. Save the season mode. And the reason it's saved the season, because in my mind, Arthur Blank has spent enough money over the last 3 years in the offseason, and I think Terry Fontenot's brought in enough talent that this window has opened for this team to win this division. They should have beaten Tampa in the first week. They're, I think, as good or better than Tampa. They went to Minnesota and did what they did against Minnesota. Frankly, that should have been worse than 22-6 if the offense executes in the red zone. And there's no way they go to Carolina and lose unless they get out-coached and out-schemed. And I think right now this coaching staff is the problem. Flat out.
It's over. We are.
All right. More to get to. We got a lot more to dive into. 404-726-0929. Okay. We are going to let you hear from Michael Penix coming up, by the way. We also need to talk about the quarterback change, because I know some of you are like, all right, what does this mean? We're going to get into that, because if you didn't see it, you turned it off before I did yesterday.
Guess who played?
Kirk Cousins played. All right, we'll get into that coming up. It's Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You can't count on much these days.
No way, Jim! This is incredible!
But you can always count on Sundays with the NFL on CBS and Paramount+.
Here we go! This time for real!
Watch your local NFL game live every Sunday, starting with a classic Week 1 NFC North rivalry between the Lions and the Packers. Visit ParamountPlus.com/NFL to get started today. And count on Sundays with the NFL on CBS and Paramount+.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
With Ring cameras, you can protect your home from anywhere. You're at baggage claim, and you get emotion alert. Check live view and see a guy looking in your car window. Luckily, you've got floodlight cam. So you press the siren button and let 105 decibels do the rest. Problem solved. Home protected. Bag on its way. With Ring, you can protect your home from anywhere. Learn more at ring.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.